The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, I just witnessed something. It's been a long, long time since I have seen. Most of you know we have a big TV monitor here in the studio, and it is usually turned to Fox News. And I have made my thoughts and feelings about Fox News, made them well known for a long, long time. They are far more objective and conservative than CNN. There's no doubt about it. But I'm also concerned that Fox News is conservative for one reason and one reason only. They make money being conservative. I don't think the ownership of Fox is conservative at all. Take a look at Fox Entertainment. Yeah, you try to tell me that conservatives run Fox Entertainment, and it's the same. It's the same basic company, same ownership, and so on. Anyway. So it's normally on Fox, and at the top of the hour breaks, I will. It's on right now, but I obviously have it muted, and they're talking about the stock market and so forth. All right. During the commercial breaks, I will often unmute it just to listen to what they're saying. Well, if you're familiar with their lineup, Shepard Smith, his program is on in the afternoon, and he signs off at 4 o'clock, and Neil Cavuto follows him. Well, the last break, top of the hour, I unmuted. Shepard Smith is finishing his program, and about all I heard was, "And this is my last broadcast here at Fox News. I've enjoyed it. I appreciate the audience. It's been a privilege, but this will be my last broadcast." Whoa. Okay. And then it immediately went to Neil Cavuto. No commercials, nothing. It went straight to Neil Cavuto, and he is sitting there in his anchor chair, and his jaw is dropped. His mouth is wide open. They go to him. The little red light goes on the camera, and he just sits there staring into the camera. And he finally says, "Whoa. Wow. Didn't know that was coming. Oh, my goodness." He was dumbstruck. He was absolutely caught off guard. No one had told him. Now, when this happened with Shepard Smith and Fox, I don't know. But Neil Cavuto was not advised before he went on the air. And then he gave a tribute to Shepard Smith. He was compassionate. He was my buddy. He was my good friend. We're gonna miss him. I have no idea what happened. I don't know what he's going to do. But, oh, my goodness. Interesting. It's just, it is very unusual that you see a professional broadcaster like Neil Cavuto, who was just totally blindsided. You would think that the officials at Fox, as soon as they heard about Shepard Smith, would have said, "Hey, Neil, we just want you to know, just before your program starts, Shepard Smith is going to announce that he's leaving and he won't be back." But, well, anyway. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, But watch for Shepard Smith to show up in exactly 6 months. Because everybody has a non-compete clause in their contract. Everybody does. If you're in broadcasting, TV, radio, you have a non-compete clause. I do. If I get fired or if I quit, who else would want me? I couldn't do anything in the Central Iowa area for 6 months. You watch. Today is October 10th. Watch for Shepard Smith to show up on CNN or MSNBC in exactly 6 months. I could be wrong. That's just a wild, crazy prediction, but he would fit far better at CNN or MSNBC. So anyway, we'll see. But Shepard Smith suddenly is no longer with Fox. According to a statement that he released, and I frantically went looking for a news release, he released a statement that said he requested to be released from his contract. And Fox said, sure, bye-bye. So according to Shepard Smith, he requested it. I have never been a fan of Shepard Smith, so I would assume Fox will be better off. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. All right. I got all kinds of stories, but I've got Jack in Worthington that wants to talk about Columbus Day. And this is Friday. Hey, Jack. Welcome. How are you on this Friday afternoon?
Fine, Bob.
Good.
I like to talk to you a little about our Native Americans, the Lakota Sioux, the Apache, the Cherokee. Yeah, back in the 1700s, they were savages. But let's talk about back in the 1700s and 1600s about the black people in Africa. They were the same way. But what we'd done, you know, we made slaves out of the black people. And now we keep the Native Americans the way they've been treated. We stole their land. We tried to starve them out by wiping out all the buffalo. They're human beings, Bob. I saw on Groucho Marx show, and it was filmed in 1951. They had an American hero in there. You know who his name was? Chief Cochise. He was the original Chief Cochise. Great-grandson. He flew in World War One fighter planes. And in the World War Two, he flew B-17s. He lied about his age. He was 60 years old and flew B-17s fighting for our country. He was a very brilliant man.
Yeah, and Jack, I'm glad you brought that up because I was just thinking back to what I said before the break, and I don't want anybody to misunderstand that I was in any way approving of the treatment of Native Americans. They were treated horribly. The Trail of Tears is a horrible blight on our history, and the whole reservation system did horrible disservice to Native Americans. And I don't want anybody to think that I was diminishing the role of our government in mistreating American Indians. What I am trying to do is be objective and balanced rather than the romanticization that the Europeans were a bunch of savages and the Native Americans were kind, wonderful people to each other. Neither one of those things are true.
Well, Bob, what I was trying to get to, see, in Africa, they did send good missionaries like Dr. Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen what happened to the Methodists in Africa. Those people are more civilized than the American Methodists. And why couldn't we send good missionaries to the Native Americans? and teach them about Christ.
Well, and
my Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for all.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right, Jack. And we were negligent in doing that. And I think a lot of churches understood that. The church that I grew up in Southern California had a very, very active mission in Arizona with the Pimas and the Papagos around Chandler, Arizona. And we went 2, 3, 4 times every year with an old Greyhound bus that we bought, stripped out all of the seats and filled that bus from floor to ceiling with beans and rice. At Christmas time, we filled it with toys for the kids, and we went on evangelistic trips. I was a kid. I used to travel to the Pima and Papago reservations outside of Chandler, Arizona, on evangelistic trips to help the Indians. But did we do enough? No, we certainly did not. And Jack, thanks for the reminder that they were, and they are people that are worthy of love and respect, and certainly the gospel. Jack, thanks. Great reminder.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, God bless you. It's a great reminder and very, very true. All right. Well, we're a little over time for the break. We're going to step aside just for a moment. When we come back, I've got Al in Westerville. And the topic he wants to talk about, I'm really interested to hear his take on it. This is Friday, so we can talk about anything you want to. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. And on Fridays, we kind of, throw all rules to the wind. On Friday, we will allow just about anybody on the air, and that's why it's great to welcome Al from Westerville. How's that for an introduction?
That's some introduction, Bob. It's amazing. How are you, my friend?
I am well. When was the last time Shepard Smith was at your house for dinner?
Never. Yep. Never met the man.
You're kidding! Al, you know everybody.
Never met Shepard Smith, but I do know, but I have met Neil Cavuto.
Okay.
Interesting guy.
Yeah, he is. All right, what's on your mind? You want to talk about Syria and the Kurds? And Al, I have admitted openly that I am not nearly as informed on this topic as I wish I was. So I'm anxious to hear your take on this.
Well, it's my take and a number of others. To put it simply and bluntly, the Kurds are being sold down the river so the United States can keep its economic and military might in Turkey, which we've had since the end of the Second World War, to counter the Soviet Union. And I'll call it the Soviet Union. They are called Russia now, but they are the reconstituted Soviet Union. And Vladimir Putin is a dyed-in-the-wool Soviet. If people can go and picture Turkey, Syria, particularly eastern Turkey, Armenia is an ancient kingdom, was taken over by the Ottomans many, many, many years ago. The Turks have been fighting with the Kurds and the Armenians for many, many years. It's basically for dominance, for control of the resources that are in that region. During Desert Storm, we went into northern Iraq, which bordered Turkey and Syria. That whole area was part of Kurdistan. It's rich in natural resources, oil, minerals. The list is aimless. it's a big list, and Erdogan wants to basically become the next sultan. In fact, he considers himself a sultan, and he is moving away from the reforms that Ataturk, a gentleman by the name of, also known as Mustafa Kemal, he was considered the father of modern Turkey.
So are you saying, Al, that there were backdoor communications between Turkey and America, and basically, and we do have military bases in Turkey, and we have depended upon them heavily, even in the last 20 years. Are you saying then that the back channel negotiations in Turkey said, if you don't get out of North Syria and allow us to go in, we're going to kick you off your own bases here in Turkey. Is that what you're implying?
Pretty much. Okay. Turkey has the largest land army in NATO. They are deathly concerned that the Turks are going to leave NATO and align themselves with Russia. We have major installations in Russia. If you go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, we had Atlas missiles there. The U-2 spy plane was launched from Diyarbakir Air Base in eastern Turkey, which was shot down by the Russians. We have a large communications and listening post at a place called Sinop, which is at the Black Sea. We've had a very large presence in Turkey, Bob.
Thank you so much, Al. Again, you have expertise in this that I certainly don't. We're gonna run out of time. Let me just ask you this: I would say the majority of even Trump supporters say this is a bad decision. Some of his strongest supporters in Congress say this is a really bad decision. I've heard several in the U.S. military that are saying this is a really bad decision. What does Al from Westerville believe about this decision to withdraw our troops?
It's one of the stupidest things the United States has done since lining up B-17s tail to tail on Henderson Field in 1941.
Okay. And for the most part, You're a Trump supporter, but you think he's really made a mistake. We've got less than a minute now, Al. Who do you think the president has been listening to make this decision?
There are people in the military-industrial complex. There are people in the energy industry. There are others who have economic ties with Turkey. This comes down to economics. If you understand.
Whoops.
Adam Smith talked about diplomacy, economics, and war. When the economics doesn't work, you try diplomacy. When diplomacy doesn't work, you try war. War. Yeah.
All right, Al. Thanks. I really appreciate your expertise on this. Thanks, Al. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I love this audience. I really do. All right, we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.